Please be seated. On another note altogether, literally, old McCollum had a church, E-I-E-I-O, and in that church he had all saints, E-I-E-I-O, with a bless here and a bless there, here a bless, there a bless, everywhere a bless. Old McCollum had a church, E-I-E-I-O, big finale at home. So I'm going to have to do more work on this crowd, I think. It's All Saints Day. And I hope you remember from certain years gone past that though we honor and we remember all those who are named by the church as saints, those who by their life and their example committed to themselves to following Christ and gave themselves for the life and witness of the church, we remember that they are not set up there somewhere above us, living on clouds, flowy white dresses, rocking out with harps, but they are companions on our journey, partners in our dance of faith, hope, and love. For I know, I've said this before, but we are all saints. All of those of us who choose to follow Christ and allow the divine to work in us. There is no distinction between the saints of old and the saints in the pew, for all are one in Christ Jesus. Sainthood is not a destination, it's a process. It's not the goal of being shiny and glowy, or wearing wings and singing hymns for all eternity. It's the movement towards becoming who we are truly meant to be. And the term traditionally used for this movement of the follower of the Christ in our faith journey is sanctification, which in the style of a previous president of the United States might be described as holification, being or becoming saintly. And becoming saintly, becoming holy, is not about separating ourselves from the world. Holiness or sanctification often comes with connotations of otherness. Something that is holy, sacred, sanctified is somehow set apart, consecrated for special purpose. But holiness is much more about being deeply rooted in our identity in Christ. Our identity as Christ followers, following the example of Christ and being deeply earthed in the everyday, being incarnate, which means being enfleshed, being earthy, here, fellow children of dirt, the people of earth. And this is summed up beautifully in the poetic and metaphorical words that we had in our reading from the Revelation of St. John this morning. The language that this visionary uses talks not of us being assumed up into heaven, something based on a very three-tier view of the universe with heaven up there, earth sandwiched in the middle of that, and Sheol, where we all descend to in death. Instead, in the reading we heard from Revelation, the city of God, the new Jerusalem, descends and is in the heart of the earth. See, the home of God is among mortals, says the author. God becomes all in all, not just at the end of time, but from the beginning. This is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This is the heart of the story of Jesus the Christ, made incarnate, not that we might be assumed into heaven, but that we discover our fullness of being right here, right now, in our journey, in our dance of sanctification. Holiness, says our reading from Colossians for this morning, is about being filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord. It's a right here thing, not a one day thing. Being a saint is about knowing our need of the divine and living into that calling to be sanctified. So when, to be honest, just for a moment, no, be honest always, but when you hear the word living lives worthy, how many of us think of being good, sort of being morally upright? I think that is mostly what we tend to think of, because that's what for many years in the Christian church we've said. But we've confused holiness, sainthood, with morality, as if being morally upright is the highest calling of Christian life. I firmly believe that we are to live out the values by which Christ shared and lived out himself. But we are not just called to be good people. That is not the way of sanctification. If we confuse holiness with moral purity, we have lost that sense of purity of purpose and clarity of heart and mind in the light of the divine working in us and through us. It's about being the divine human beings that we are meant to be. Perhaps we should stop thinking in terms of holiness and think instead more of being on a journey towards wholeness. The saints are those moving towards wholeness. The saints are those summed up in the Hebrew word shalom, often translated as peace, but more accurately, wellness, where, as Mother Julian of Norwich may well have said, all shall be well, and all manner of things will be well. Saint Augustine of Hippo also talked not of being saved, but of the continual possibility of salvation. And salvation itself is not about saving us from hell or some other damnation. It comes from a Latin word that shares its root with salve, meaning healing. Those who know their wounds and who are seeking healing, like having a salve applied, which is a much healthier, pun intended, view of looking at salvation. Instead of the usual, we're in the saved people, and they're in the not saved people viewpoint that the church seems to have encouraged over many, many years. Those who are unsaved, those who don't look like us, or don't sound like us, or don't think like us, or don't love like us, or don't speak like us. There's no out in God's work of salvation. Instead, we are all called to be on this path of healing, of being healed, and of sharing God's healing with the world. Healing, as Grant shared last week, is at the root and the heart of Christian living. Recognizing those parts of our own lives that are broken or wounded, and allowing the healing of the divine to run through us, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of the world, of all creation. And so it's not a great leap to say that saints are those who are moving towards healing. Sanctification is a journey towards wholeness. It's addressing the wounds of body, mind, and spirit, the woundedness of all creation. It's about living the values of love and grace, of justice and peace, and about the movement shared by all creation towards wholeness. So living lives worthy of the Lord becomes not being good people, but recognizing the worth that God places in us. It's also about living toward justice and speaking out against injustice. It's about being reconciled to ourselves, among ourselves, and to the people who share our lives, to the people from whom we have become separated, with whom our relationships need healing. At heart, sainthood is about resurrected new life, the life that we heard about in our gospel this morning. A life that calls us to come out from the places where we hide. The places we hide from God, the places we hide from one another, the places we hide from ourselves. When we come out from the wounds which we find ourselves nursing and even protecting, because we find in them a sense of identity or a sense of security. In being sanctified, we do not find ourselves becoming holier than thou, we just find ourselves becoming. Becoming those who we are called to be, graced, loved, worthy, earthed, committed, consecrated not to being separate from the world, but to the work of healing in the world. Sainthood should never be seen as anything other than a dance towards wholeness. a dance we share with all those living and departed who live within the love of God, the whole of creation, where you and I and the whole company of heaven hear the words, "Come out from all that binds us and traps us," to join the dance, to welcome others. In the words of our gospel reading, come and see. Amen.